Please.
Case number 12943, Orlando and Evelyn Niev, sorry, seek variances from the side yard setback requirement for an existing addition. Sections 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located southwest of Comet Court within the Starlight Meadows subdivision. The 911 address is 6 Comet Court in Milton. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 7, Parcel 223. The applicant is seeking a 5.5-foot and a 5.7-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for existing addition and steps. You have 2 letters of support, 1 mail return, and no letters of opposition.
Okay, you may be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Orlando Nieves, 6 Comet Court, Milton, Delaware.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You may present your case.
Back in October, I think it was when this idea came about for my daughter. She had to go to in vitro, suffered for 8 years of trying to have a child. Thank God she had one. Due to the fact that she didn't know that she was going to have another child, loving father, I committed myself to find a place for her to live. She did have a place, but she's committed herself to her child because she doesn't know if she'll ever have another one. So she has a good job, but she doesn't want to return to work because she wants to stay and raise her baby. So what I did, without thinking, I went and I contacted a builder through Angie's List, because we've only been here about 12 years. We don't know much about building or anything. So I contacted Angie's List. I was referred to this, I don't say gentleman, to this builder. And he said he would do a job for me and that I did not need any permits because it was an addition to the garage. It's attached to our garage. Knowing that he's the professional, I don't know anything about building. We went ahead, and the structure was built. I found out that I needed permits when he finally skipped on me and left the job halfway through. I had the whole problem probably started because he had allowed $6,000 for an air conditioning system. He calls me up and says that the air conditioning system was on back order and he had to go through someone else. They came in with a price of $13,500. So of course, it was going to come out of his pocket. So all of a sudden, I don't hear from him for about a week, from him or his contractors. I called back and he tells me that, not he didn't, his wife, I say call. To email my wife, that's emailing. I don't know much about computers. Said that he had COVID and that his men would come and finish the job. I called them, no answer. They never finished the job. But we're not really here for that. We're here for the variance. He was the one that came in and started doing the digging, his men. And I questioned it because one of my neighbors questioned me and says, Orlando, are you sure that you're far enough from the line and so forth? I says, well, I'll ask the man. I called him up. He lives in Florida. He says, I'll call you back in a half hour. Calls back in a half hour before the men started to dig and everything else. He says, we're good. It's only 6 feet. I said, well, you're the builder. You know, we have an existing structure at this moment next to my garage. Halfway done. It was supposed to have been done December the 15th. And I have my daughter, my grandchild, and my son-in-law living with us. A little crowded, but thank God we're dealing with it. Like I told my wife and I've told other people, at my age, if the Lord gives me another 100 years, I'll never do this again. Well, I've lost 25 pounds since the day this man stopped working because I didn't know who to turn to. In fact, the air conditioning man, I was going to start painting and doing everything else. He comes in, and he was the one that alerted me to this. He says to me, "You don't have a permit on the window." I was told I didn't need one. He says, "Orlando, you need a permit." He says, "Why don't you call up and find out and see if this is true?" Well, I did better than that. I came here, which I've never have stepped a foot in here, and I spoke to Dean, because he reads the drawings, and he was the one that started to guide me through the process, which I'm still at a total loss because I'm here today with something that I wasn't expecting. But I do have the permits. I did get an electrical permit. I'm getting a plumber's permit and everything else. And if you are willing to accept my mistake, my ignorance, in other words, because he did take advantage of me by doing this. And I left a card, a copy of the card. If you ever want to speak to the man, he's available through Angie's List, and he wouldn't even answer my calls after I found out from COVID. I did what they do, a catfish call. I call with a fictitious name and telephone number. No, my telephone number, my cell phone, which I don't even know how to use it. I just carry it around so that in case of emergency, I could call my wife or somebody. And he answered the phone because it wasn't my home phone number or it wasn't my wife's phone number. But because he thought he was getting another job, he answered the phone. And I says, "Patrick, I thought you had COVID." He says, "I'm just getting over pneumonia now." And that was that. And so he took me for about $5,000. Because he told me I owed him $20,000 every time he would come over. I faithfully gave him $20,000. One morning he came, says, "Look, I'm going to be in town. You know, I'm coming up to pick up a check." Well, I made out a check for $20,000. He says, he didn't know it. He says, "Give me a check for $15,000 because I didn't do this and that." I said, "But I already made a check for $20,000. Take it. I still owe you more money. So just take it out of good faith, you know, figure the math." So he took me for $5,000. I called about 15 lawyers to see if.
Sir, okay. I know this is important to you, but and we can note that you've had this issue with the previous contractor. But one of the things that you have to do before this board is address certain standards for granting a variance. And those five standards have to be addressed. And I haven't heard you really talk about all of those yet. I've heard you talk about the issue with the contractor, but we do have to address those other standards as well.
I don't understand.
Okay. When you completed the application.
I'm lost at it.
Okay. When you completed the application, I presume it was you or perhaps your wife.
I did.
Okay. There's a list here of some of those standards, and you know you have to address those as part of your application before the board. You have those in front of you?
Yes, I have it. But okay. Same as I didn't know what answer to put down because okay. He was the one that dug it.
Well, perhaps I could ask you some questions and we can flesh out the record here.
Yes.
So looking at your property, it looks like you're on the cul-de-sac there. Yes. Is that right?
Right.
When was the house originally built?
The addition or?
The house.
2011.
Ma'am, if you want to testify, you'll need to be sworn in, and you can come up and we can swear you in, but we can't have you comment from the about. So can you state your name and address for the record?
Evelyn Nieves, 6 Comedy Court, Milton, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right. So when was the house built?
When we look into it, it was last year of...
The house, not the addition.
The addition was...
No. I'm asking you, when was the house built?
Built. Oh, not the addition?
The house.
The house, 2011, I'm sorry.
And then the addition was constructed last year, is that right? Okay. And do you have a well and septic on this property?
Yes.
Okay, where is the well and the septic on the property?
The The well is in the front of the house.
And where's the septic?
The septic tank is in the back of the house, which we just found out we had to replace our tank, $20,000.
I'm guessing that the location of the septic probably made it so you couldn't put your addition to the rear?
Exactly.
Has this addition been completed, or is it still halfway constructed? I see you have woods in the rear yard as well, is that right? You have woods? It looks like you have woods.
On the side of the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the back of the house, you're right.
Yes, on the other side, cornfield.
Do you need any HOA approval?
No.
I don't really have an HOA. I can pay $150 a year.
It's a small community.
For the lights this year.
And,
have you talked to your neighbor on the north of you, who's most affected?
The one that gave me a letter. I have an updated one.
The updated one.
In looking at this, it appears that it's just a corner of the addition,
mm-hmm.
not, you know, the entirety of the addition. Is that right?
That's correct.
And the same with the steps, that steps and landing, it's just a corner of that. And you need this addition so that you could house your daughter,
my granddaughter,
your grandchild, and your son-in-law?
Yeah.
They're able to afford their previous apartment because they both work. But now she earns more money than he does. He would not have been able to. I had to take a loan against the house for $75,000. When I found out about the septic tank, I had to go and take an equity loan for $50,000. I could pay.
Well, all this had to,
the rest of the house.
All this had to do is their money was invested in having a child.
Yeah.
And we wanted to help them just a small addition so they can, you know, have a roof over their heads, and they're close to us and we're older and well, they're my only child. And so.
Yeah, it's our only child. And the thing is that we were thinking of this, it's going to permit us. Well, with this, it's going to work two ways for us. I'm getting older, and she's getting older. They're going to inherit the house. We figure for whatever time God gives us on this earth, you know, they're going to live there, and we're going to live in our house. But when we go, she could go into the little apartment, and they take over the house because I can't take it with me. So we figure it's going to work to both of our purposes.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? You may take a seat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Okay.
But is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Any further questions from the board? Okay, at this time we will close the public hearing for case number 12943. Is there a motion for case number 12943?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12943 for Orlando and Evelyn Nieves for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. I do believe the property has a unique shape and is on a cul-de-sac. I do believe the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. I've never heard or anything about this not altering the essential character of the neighborhood. I believe it will not. And I also believe it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Williamson, second by Dr. Carson. Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12943 has been approved. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.